All right, Jim. Jim, give me a little more time.
Sure.
If ands and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas.
Can I hear that again? I don't know if I quite caught the gist of that. You can't do it again, really? Does the tape destroy itself after it plays?
If ands and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas.
Thank you, Speaker. That's why he's Speaker and I'm not, because he can say stuff like that. Are any of you familiar with that saying? Yeah, one here? One? Did you say that in your household or family?
Parents.
Parents have said that to you? What does that mean? Yeah, no, I do. I'm just testing it.
Well, it's one of those mystery questions.
Oh, there's no answer to it? It's a mystery question? Okay, well, the speaker did clarify it by adding this.
Trying to catch my breath so I don't refer to this this maneuver going on today as chicken crap, all right?
All right. Okay. That's the speaker, ladies and gentlemen, the new speaker of the House. Alienating, by the way, a whole flock of chickens who usually peck Republican, by and large. So there. Plus, what about on his side of the aisle, Mike Crapo? How does he feel about that reference? Okay, in other news, let's see now here. What do we got here for you? Tax cut high noon as Harry Reid and John Boehner face off on a dusty ellipse. Okay, well, you'd have to know High Noon, the movie, see? That's okay. I'll take that out. I can use it anyway. Yeah, all right. President Obama makes a surprise trip to Afghanistan to change Karzai's energizers. Some fear a government shutdown might bring back Monica Lewinsky into government. That'd be good. Republicans split on nuclear weapons. Some say hold them, some say drop them. President to freeze federal workers until cure can be found. A computer worm turns Iran's centrifuges into paint mixers. And I need a Shave-A-Bad's razor on high, ladies and gentlemen, so finally we'll get the shave you deserve. WikiLeaks, a Cyber Monday to die for. South Korea, that's just like an interjection. It's really not really a joke. I don't know why I stuck it. South Korea rolls Trojan Hello Kitty to border with North. Big one. WikiLeaks says Francis Sarkozy surrounded by wee men. O-U-I, get it? And Putin's code name is Rootin' Tootin'. McCain mistakes Sarah Palin for Ronald Reagan. He did. The color-coded terror alerts are going to end. Orange, you glad? Oh, what a nice groan that was. Looking for the WikiLeaks head, Interpol finds Bin Laden instead. The Food and Drug Administration to administer food and drugs. That's a new one. Deficit commission cut for tremendous savings. The Where in the World Cup goes to Qatar. Okay. Can you play on sand? You have to play on sand or water if you're going to play on Qatar. I don't know. The English lost the 2012 World Cup, and that's the biggest hit they've taken from the Russians since the charge of the Light Brigade, I want you to know. I want you to know. I don't want you to know. I don't want you to know. Passengers will be allowed guns on Amtrak trains, but you can only shoot from the lounge car. Passing Buffalo and what have
sure.
you, you know. Murder at Disney town of celebration after Goofy takes out 52 of the 101 Dalmatians. And Clarabelle, the retired cow, got him too. That was a mercy killing, I think. He just went Goofy on him.
Another groan.
You don't have to groan at everyone. The occasional groan is appropriate, I think. Called for, even. The pastor says Facebook leads to adultery, drives his point home. See, that was good. That was a borderline groan, but you didn't go over. W shows his faces on Facebooks. Willie Nelson's cataracts were seized as evidence in drug bust. Santa says, nobody touches my junk. The Mitch steals Christmas. Mitch McConnell. See, you have to know. I was doubtful about that one. Oh, I see why. The Kentucky Creationist Creche features wise men on Dino and the baby Pebbles. Okay. I'm working too hard on these. That's what I'm thinking too much. And
yeah, you had too much time in between.
I got to scale back on some of this. There's national movement to put the chuh back in Hanukkah. LeBron returns to Cleveland, finds family has moved. Mama Grizzly is removed from federal protection. Amazon says no free shipping for WikiLeaks. 100-year-old Walmart greeter can dish it out, but she can't take it. God blames Steve Johnson for war, pestilence, and famine. That's a lot better than that guy credit for. Picasso's electrician also did work for Cezanne and Monet. He's got quite a few paintings
in his
garage.
Trunk loads.
Fiji water, now really not from Fiji. That's the latest on that. Russian spammer on trial in Wisconsin after actually shortening a Milwaukee man's penis. Well, here's how this works. See, spam, and they said, you know, lengthen your whatever. And okay, never mind. I'll take that out, too. I don't care. I'm not attached to these.
This is just the rehearsal for the show.
Yes, it is. The run-through. We decided not to do it after all, so. New life form predictably discovered in California. And the top 20 WikiLeaks from the WikiLeaks week that we've just had. Number 20, Saudis tell U.S. to take out Iran, say the Jews did it. 19, Tea Party front for Lipton's. Tony Blair, W's hand puppet, now lies limp in a trunk in Westminster. Lady Gaga on no-ga list. Elvis ran Middle East Bureau until untimely death, throwing region into chaos. Putin can see Palin from Dacha veranda. British royal spends much time on throne. There are men who wear rouge. Eat Chinese and half hour later you're hungry again. Iran's I Need a Shave a Bad, big George Michael fan. Angela Merkel's rendition of Dunkashane laughable. Our German friend there, that's for you. Barbara Walters would not be any kind of tree. We're up to number 8. Embassy Suites really CIA operation. Sarah Palin believed to be Manchurian candidate. Cuban cigars regularly smuggled in diplomatic pouches. Chamber of Commerce deemed terrorist group. Israeli documents reveal Jewish state considered going Unitarian. Number 3, State Department informer notes Hillary has gone up a size in pantsuits. Saudi King Abdullah admits family name was Bronstein back in Romania. And number 1, Libya's Gaddafi travels under the name of Quackenbush with a voluptuous Ukrainian nurse. That's all the leaks. That isn't... Thank you so much. No more leaks. No more leaks. No more leaks.